Yeah, you can't choose your father, but you also can't end the relationship. That was what we said with the two features that you don't see in marriage. So that the choice that we have is only what kind of a son we're going to be. Are we going to be the kind of son that Hashem wants us to be or not? And that's what got us into discussing the Abba Bonim. The Torah speaks about Keneged Abba Bonim, and we see that there's actually Chamesh. There's not four, there's five. There's the fifth son who didn't even make it to the Seder, and we'll see. That's the discussion we have now.
Rav?
Yeah.
But couldn't we, I mean, technically, yes, no one can end their relationship with their parents, but technically people just like shut them out of their lives all the time. Is that
But
not
it doesn't stop being your son. So now you're allowed. Now you have a lousy relationship with your son, but he's still your son. He's still your father. You may never speak to him, you may never see him, but the Ika relationship is the relationship of father and the son. It's a terrible relationship. It's the worst possible case scenario in a chinami. Whatever adjective you want to come up with to describe the horrificness of that relationship, but it's still a father and a son. There's no Masechtas Gittin. There's no Sefer Krisis. You can't end the relationship. That's what we're discussing. What kind of a son do you want to be? What kind of a father do you want to be? Now we're focusing on the son. We know what the father is. We know what Hashem is and what he wants to be. We know what he's chosen. Now, what kind of a son am I going to be? That's the only choice. Nachinami. But you can't stop being the father. You can't stop being a son. That you don't. You weren't given that choice.
I think as a clarity is with divorce, when you get divorced, you're no longer called husband and wife. But when it comes to a parent, it doesn't matter whatever relationship damage happens, the mother is still the mother, the father is the father, the son is the son, the daughter is the daughter. That never changes. The title never changes.
Okay, but even more than just the title, the relationship can't end. The bond, that thing that's called father-son, will never end. It can't. It's impossible. No matter how bad it gets. Okay, I hope that's clear. Okay, I'm in the middle of Samach Gimel. It says, Mitzrayim lo yisishova b'kol. Hayu'aba revodim b'bnei Yisrael. The Metzias Mitzrayim wasn't equal to everybody. There were four classes in Klal Yisrael, four categories of people that came out of Mitzrayim. And those, and also the Bechiner of the fifth son, who didn't Bichlal come out of Mitzrayim. Bichlal, he didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. Tov lo sham v'ugam nisha sham b'poel. He stayed there. That was, we'll see, 80%, whatever. That was the 80% of Klal Yisrael that died during Makas Choshech. And so that's the fifth son. So let's see. Let's see a very fascinating midrash. It says in Tanchuma, B'dirva Chazal Kedoshim, Anamotzim Dova Pela. Unbelievable midrashes. Listen to this. It says, V'chamushim Oile Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says v'chamushim oile bnei Yisrael. Chazal learned from that v'chamishim. From the lashon chamushim, armed, they came with weapons. It we learn that they were something to do with the five. Yeah, echad michamisho means one in five. V'yesh oimim echad michamishim. There's an opinion that says one in 50. V'yesh oimim echad michamesh mot. One says one in 500. Reb Nehiri oime. No, there was one in 5,000. So, there's an interesting chazal this. First of all, we don't have Matzias in Machleikas. Machleikas in Matzias. There's a Machleikas in Matzias. You can't have a Machleikas in Chazal on something that's a Matziut. How many came out? I don't know. Take the video or get the local censor and have a look and see what it was. We don't have Machleikas in Matziut. And also, Munim Anu B'Divrei Chazal, what's that abbreviation? Anybody know? Munim Anu B'Divrei Chazal V'Sforim HaKadoshim. Okay, very good. Shkoach Baruch, I'll live with that. Ki b'kol machleikas, Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. Whenever machleikas, everyone's right. They all the words of the living God. I'm not going into what that means. That's a big sugya, but we'll take that as a given for now. Im kein ishal es ha-shayla, keitza tit paresh machleikas zu. How do you understand this machleikas? V'yakad shezeh nirish yesh kan machleikas v'metzias. It's a machleikas in metzias. Means, well, there's no machleikas, yeah? And even if there is, it's a machleikas in metzias. You can't have that. So how do you understand this tigal midrash? Was it 1 in 5 of Klal Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim? Was it 1 in 50, 1 in 500, or 1 in 5,000? 1, 2, 3, 4. Four possibilities that you have. Nero loy mekoyisam abe bonim shekeneg de divrei teira abe medreges heim zulam alem izu. Let's start taking part of Midrash, the unbelievable piece of work he does on this Midrash. These four sons that we talk about in the Haggadah, there's a four levels, one above the other, of Klal Yisrael. Kamu, Yishno ben Chamishi, asher lo zocheh lagia leLeil HaSeder. Then there's the fifth son who didn't even make it to the Leil HaSeder. The Rosh made it. Well, the fifth son didn't even make it. Veim oisa abe chamishiyos shemesu begimel yamei achoshech b'mitzrayim. Those are the four-fifths, the 80%, four out of five, that's 8 out of 10, they didn't make it out of Mitzrayim because they died during the Makkah of Choshech. Ma'aleim o'edem ben ha-rosh, so that's the bottom level, yeah, that's the lowest level. Ma'aleim o'edem ben ha-rosh, asher zocheh lagel mi-Mitzrayim. Above them is the Rosha, who was Ken Goel Mitzrayim. There was Dosan Vaviram, Rishoyim Gemurim. There was the Erev Rav. There was Zeichet to be Goel Mitzrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim. The Maroti Yisi Oyved of Arizona and Oyched Tzarich Lakot Et Sheinav. Despite the fact that he was that they were Rishoyim, and you have to blunt his teeth, whatever that means. Lakos Et Sheinav. Ulam Sof Sof Hurotzele Goel Vegamni Goel. He wanted to go out and he was redeemed. He wanted to be redeemed. He was redeemed. Of this type of level, there was 1 in 5 of Klal Yisrael. Of those chamishis, of that fifth that was zeiche to come to Leila Seida, dani shezok to Lirois, es hageula, ves Yeshua es Hashem, lo kulam ayushov edarge. They weren't all the same level. The one that doesn't know how to ask a question, not a Rosha like the one before him. Just 1 second. Okay. Ulam Shibud Mitzrayim kol metames moichay at she'en yodei lishol. The Golus in Mitzrayim, it's so verstupt his kop, he'd become so metame in his head, he couldn't think anymore, he didn't ask our questions, lost all curiosity. Of those, that category, there was 1 in 50. There were a lot less of those in the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim made up 1/5 of Klal Yisrael. These guys made up 1/50th of Klal Yisrael. Malemaya Tamim. Above them were the Tomim. They were even less than them. Echad mi chamet shmot. It was 1 in 500 of Klal Yisrael were called tamim. How many chachomim were there? 1 in 5,000. So if you got the maths worked out, we can go vayten. Imtzeni lamdim ki eli ve'eli divrei Elokim chayim. There's no machlokes ya bichlal in the midrash. Lekol ben yesh et habechina shelo. Each one's got his character. Ves Dargis Yetzias Mitzrayim, and his level of how he came out of Mitzrayim. Hachachomim Yotzim Mitzrayim Lagamre. The Chachomim, those that were made up 1/5,000th of Klal Yisrael, they came out of Mitzrayim Lagamre, completely Meshuchra from Mitzrayim. Vilusha Habonim Yotzo, all the other sons came out, except the fifth, the lower level son who never came out, Bichlal. Ulavim Lochu Imom is a Mitzriut. They took with them a certain amount of Mitzrayim with them. They didn't remove themselves totally from the bonds of the Shibud. They're still walking around with a Mitzri head and doing Maisim of Mitzrim. They were, you know, they were on the Talich, they were in the process, but they hadn't become completely purified like the Chachomim. It was like they never really came out of Mitzrayim because they were still carrying so much Mitzri kite around with them. Well, what do we need to know this for? This is very nice and very interesting. What's it got to do with me? Because we say it's relevant through all the doires. It was relevant then and it's relevant now. Each Yid can decide now, today, which one of these categories do you want to fit into. You can choose which of the five sons you want to be. You could be the Ben Bechor, the Chochem, who, he, what's he doing? He's draying around the Ginzei HaMelech. Ben HaZeichel HaDat et Kol Soedus HaMelucha. He spends his time learning the business of the Melucha. He's the son, he knows he's going to take over one day the business, and he's going around learning the business from his father. He's going to continue being a ben, aval umachlit ulam ben rosha chas v'chalile. He can choose to become a rosha. Kamulil, b'isha ben b'kol matzah b'kol t'nai. He stays a son, no matter what happens. He can't change that. Gam k'sheinu oisir etzayna shlomokim, even if he's not doing what Hashem wants. We, however, need to continually draw and arousing ourselves and work to utilize the unbelievable love and closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew us close. More and more each day to reveal this aspect, this tchuna that we have inside of us of the Ben Yochid. That's what you're trying to do. So you're a son that you get given. Now you choose which of the five sons do you want to be? Even in this system, father, son, which is a forced relationship, it's kafui, you can't change it. You stay bonim to Hashem no matter what you want. Yisrael, yet even if he's sinning, aval he's still a Yisrael. He has a din Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu daig lanu la'olam, kamo shenema lebilti yodach mimen nidach. No one's going to get pushed off. No one's getting lost. Ach yachad im zois harim usugel b'bicherosa lahitiv es maiso v'la'alus midarge ledage b'suma medreges ach leise ben yochid. But a person can choose, together with all of this, a person to use his bechira. When you learn through these week's parshas, you see what you can do with bechira. He's going to speak about it, but he has all safe on Sefer Breishis, unbelievable safer. But he goes through the sugya, just what you learn from these parshas. You see what Alma Rishon did with his bechira? You see what Avram Avinu did with his Bechira. They both had Bechira. Avram Avinu could have been an Adam and Adam could have been Avram. But they had Bechira and they utilized the Bechira. Look what you can do with Bechira. Wow. Unbelievable. So a person can take his Bechira slowly, day by day, and he can reveal more and more and more this that he has inside of him already, the Ben Yochid. So what's a tolu? I'd love to be. I want to know how to do that. So how do you do that? We have to internalize, recognize first, and then internalize that we are the children of the King of the world. Avinu Malkeinu, we said it today. Those of you, Davin Bahab, we said Avinu Malkeinu today. No, so why do I still feel like some kind of a stateless orphan? Avinu Malkeinu, Hashem, my father is the king, and I feel like an orphan. You know, like without a passport. But Avinu Malkeinu. Yeah, because I haven't internalized it. Lifnim beliboy esakora. You have to internalize this recognition, this knowledge that you have. You have to internalize it. Ki ani bnoi shel melech malchem elohim. That's the truth. Yeah, we have to accept that and internalize it. Kol shichye im yediyah zu basia pashtus basia timimus. To the extent that you're able to get this simple, you have to get this simple. The minute it becomes complicated, you can't internalize it. We only internalize things that are simple. You have to take something that is apparently complex, understand it till it's simple for you, and then you internalize it. The reason why you don't internalize it is because it's this big thing, you know, this is big stuff. There's a lot, not for me. You know, that's for the Mekubalim, that's for the big people. You know, it's too complicated. I'm the son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Lo, there's a Gadol Midai Bishvili. No, simple. Just bring it down. Bring it down to the simplest, most fundamental first principle you can bring it down to, and then you can internalize it. You can't internalize something that's complicated. You only internalize things that are simple. Now, things aren't simple in life. So you have to take the thing and turn and work it and understand it until it becomes simple for you. To the extent this is knowledge, grasps, and is included and grasps and is what's the word, and encompasses all of our thoughts, dibur of the myself, this impacts on your machshavas, your speech, and your deeds. To that extent that a person is working and putting all his focus and his thoughts and his minds and his deeds onto this understanding, Avinu Malkeinu, to the extent that he can do that, to that extent he'll go up the ladder of becoming the beloved only son of the Melech. We choose that. That we have to do. No one can do that for you. So it's totally on us taking time out. You have to take time. This doesn't happen automatically. To recognize and lifnim this reality, this truth. Chayv Adam Loime Bishvili Nivroilam. That's an aspect of that. Many, many things a person can do to internalize this, but it's work. It doesn't happen automatically. So that's the sun. Yes.
Yeah. Not leading a double life.
Sorry, again?
You made this point when we learned this last time.
Yeah.
You're not living a double life. Where you are now and where you want to be is sort of real, ideal. And that who you are is where you want to go. You gave an example of this voice that took off to me. But it went off and kept Shabbos and he died in an accident. But
okay, so that's what I said then. No, I'm saying that's what I said then. I don't know. I didn't think about it now, so I'm not saying it now. I mean, I don't know. You're right. What I said then is you're right. That's why I never write this stuff down, because then people can demand what I learned last time to learn now. No, you're right. It's 100% true. In Achinami, what he's describing here, this is the Rambam. This is the Rambam in the midst of Avos Hashem. This is the first Ramo in Shulchan Aruch. That's what he's talking about here. You know, Chinami. The relationship has to become more and more exclusive. That's what he says. All your thoughts, words, and deeds have to be taki v'tochlu Hashem. The everything we're doing has to be focused on the fact that bnei b'chayr yisrael chayv adam loyme bishvili nivroilam avinu avarachamim. All those ideas become exclusive. You can't have a relationship with Hashem where you his only son, but you're also playing around with other people. It's like marriage also, we'll see. It has to be an exclusive relationship. You can't have two fathers and he can't have two sons if you're the only son. There's an aspect of exclusivity that's required here in the relationship. Not talking about in the deeds yet, just in the etzim relationship. You have to know that's an exclusive relationship. You can't be davening to Hashem and also to some statue. You can't be putting your emunah and your betochen in a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a father, as a loving father, and also trying to, like, you know, get discounts from the, you know, from the guy who's giving you, you know, the goods under the counter. You know, it's a lo alech. This has to be a very clear, exclusive relationship, and it's logical. If the infinite creator of the universe is your father, he's your king, so why are you separating and trying to find anybody else to help you? What are you looking for? Okay, so that's the journey. The journey is to start where you are now and slowly build to the point where, as the Rambam says, you get to what's called the Avos Hashem. That's the exclusive relationship. Okay. Fine. So that's the son. Ze abed. Le'eved yishan agbalot. The Eved has certain limitations. There's rooms that the Eved, the most trusted Eved in the king's palace, But there's certain doors that his little, you know, everyone that gets those little electric chips, whatever, that open doors you can get around. So there's certain doors that his chip doesn't open. He hasn't got the keys to all the doors. Elaim Chadre, Gnozim, those are the hidden things. There's certain things that the Melech doesn't want the Avarim to know about. The secrets of Melucha. I don't tell anybody. Guy's got a business. He doesn't tell everybody all the secrets of his business. You know how much tax he's cutting short and where you buy this and how you do this. That you don't tell the workers in the business. The guys that work for you don't know about that stuff. Zois boni yachidi shel hamelech hu shol shutef kviyochol b'kol luma zois bnei yachidi shel hamelech hu shutef. The only son. Father's got an only son. Well, he takes him to the business. He shows him around. He shows him the business from the bottom up. Slowly, he starts showing him the secrets. He starts teaching him, you know, where you can get the cheaper goods. He teaches him how you dodge the tax man, where you hide the cash, where you, all the different secrets of the business, whatever, you know. He tells his son everything. The son has the keys to the whole business because he's a shutef. Called tachnis medinis. Kalkalis Birkoinis, financial and security. He knows where the atom bombs are and he knows what the military plans are and whatever. So that for sure the father will tell the son because the son has to take over one day. That's how Hashem relates to us. All the secrets of the Bria, the purpose, the way things are all put together, the whole Marechet of the Bria, the whole of Maisa Breshis, Maisa Makova, all the Torah, how you live your life, Halacha, every Hashem gave to us. Anachni nimtzayim imay tomid, and we're with him all the time. Uy biyadeinu ligboya es midas ha'ave v'akir v'klapeinu. And it's in our hands to determine how big the love and the closeness to him is going to be. We decide. To the extent that we're able to reveal, to actualize the love and the chiba, the endearment that we have to him, to that extent, he pours back on us more love. And that becomes a spiral of ever-growing love between him and us. That's the system. It sounds like Dover Poshet. Why would anybody not want to do that? Well, what's holding back? Everybody would want to do that for sure. So why don't we do it? Because we have a thing called the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to do this. Have a look. See the resistance. Check the resistance. Take on learning Shara Bechina 5 minutes a day. Try start learning Shara Bechina for 5 minutes a day. That's the Perek in Chovas Lavavas that teaches you how to see Hashem in the world. How to come to recognize and to be mamash mind-boggled and blown away by the unbelievable revelation of Hashem in the Bria. Because that's where Hashem hides himself, but that's also where he reveals himself. And he teaches you how to do it. Don't do it there. Get Rav Avigdor Miller to teach you how to do it. Get Rav Finkers to show you how to do it. Someone will show you how to do it. Start 5 minutes a day. See how almost impossibly difficult it is to set aside 5 minutes a day to do that. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara knows. That's everything. That's everything. The son wants to get close to his father. He becomes curious about, wow, I wonder why Abba's running his business like that. Why did he do that? Let me see. And he drives around his Abba and he looks and he learns and he's curious and he's inquiring and he just doesn't do what the father tells him to do. You've got to be yoitzis on. Oh, well, Baruch Hashem, you know, Abba told me to, you know, dust off the shelves. I dusted the shelves. Well, I'm finished now. I can sit down and chill. No, he wants to know. So what are going on the shelves and where did you put this? And Abba, why did you do it like that? And why did you do it like that? And why would we move this and check and vote? And he nudges him the whole time because you're not taught the business and he wants to see the business grow and he's inquiring and he's inquisitive and all he's thinking about is how he can be with his Abba and improve the Abba's game. So that becomes our personal avoider. No one told you this, but now you know, so you've got no more excuses. Okay. And that we saw that the whole Bria, the goal, the tachlis, the ability for the whole tachlis of the Bria to be matzliach, Hashem kiviyochol gave over to us. We'll see that tomorrow in more length, but that's what's going on here. Okay, the maths of the five sons, you either got or you didn't. If you're learning Eiruvin, the maths here is a lot easier than, you know, if you're learning Daf Yomi and you're learning Eiruvin, you'll know that five sons, what you just learned, the maths is quite straightforward. It's not that difficult. And if not, you're having a problem with the maths, good. You know that there's five different types of sons, and you have to choose which one you want to be. There are a lot of people today who wouldn't want to go out of this golus. If Mashiach would come today and say, guys, that's it, we're going home, everything's over, I promise you now, a lot of people will say, Zagazunt, enjoy your holiday. Cheers, I'm staying in America. Yeah, that's why Hashem's making it not so comfortable in the rest of the world. You know, if Mashiach had come to South Africa 50 years ago and said, we're going to Eretz Israel, he would have said, listen, you take the Schwarzes to Eretz Israel and we'll stay here. You know, no one would have left. Today, who will stay? And that's what Hashem is doing. He's making it more and more. He's making the world more and more roi that people will makabel Mashiach. But 20 years ago, who would have left America? You're joking. The Golden Medina. Who would leave? Who's leaving America? Talking about. Because we got it good out there. So who needs Hashem so much? You know. Now we're starting to see. You know, as Hashem takes us deeper and deeper into this. Last few years before Mashiach comes, we're starting to appreciate, you know, if Mashiach would come now, everyone would accept him, you know. If there's one person who would step into the world today that all the people in the world could trust, you know, they'd be so happy to get rid of all their atom bombs and all their weapons and all their shtus and whatever, they'd be only too happy. They're living in terror of each other, the Russians and the Chinese and the Syrians and the chemical warfares, and but they can't give it up because they don't trust anybody. If one person would come along today that everyone could trust, they'd be the happiest people in the world to just throw it all on him. So Hashem's preparing the world for Mashiach. We see that happening quite clearly. But the question is where do we put ourselves? How do I place myself in this whole picture? What kind of a son am I going to be? Well, that's up to me to decide. No one else can decide that for me. I have to make the work, and I have to make the choice first, and then I have to do the work. And that's only up to me. No one else can decide. It's like you said earlier. There's some fathers and sons who don't speak to each other, no relationship. They don't talk to each other. The relationship's got to the bottom of the barrel. And there's other father-son relationships on the other end of the spectrum that are just like, wow, you know, you see it and you just are unbelievable. You know, and the whole range in the middle. So we get to choose what kind of children we want to be and what our relationship with Hashem is going to look like. We decide that, not Hashem. Ad Kan, Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this, Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you, Rav.
What is it?